want to focus on musicians from Marlboro and the fact that this is the 50th anniversary season of the touring program. And what it has done is not only helped to develop and give experience and exposure to exceptional young artists, but it's also shared with audiences around the country repertoire that they might not otherwise hear, prepared in so painstakingly and played on such a high level. For me, among the highlights were the fact that musicians from Marlboro brought around the country works like Shostakovich songs on Hebrew folk themes for three voices and piano, which I don't think had been toured in this country prior to our doing it in the late 60s. The Messian Quartet for the End of Time, which has become a legendary work, was first toured nationally on Musicians for Marlboro in 1970, 1971. And, you know, there are many other works. We've also tried to include on our tours works by resident composers that we've had at Marlboro. So we've done works on tour by Thomas Addis, Georgi Kurtag, John Harbison, you know, many others. Even a work that was composed by a young resident composer at Marlboro who wrote it during his 5 weeks at Marlboro because there were two percussion players and a flutist who said, "We don't have enough to do. Please write a piece for us." And the piece turned out to be so successful, we actually took it on tour.
You have a composer's program. Tell us what you want people to know about Marlboro and the musicians of Marlboro.
Sam, I remember you're working on some pieces for the whole 7 weeks of the summer.
Yes, well, the lyric suite that we're doing on this tour is one of those. We prepared it over two summers at Marlboro, the Berg lyric suite, with the same people. And we had one tour of the East Coast two seasons ago, and now we're picking it up again and doing a tour of the West Coast and also some in Canada and the Midwest also, which includes, of course, the Ames, Iowa concert. And what makes Marlboro unique, two main factors. First of all, the quality of the senior artists. In the 60s, there were legendary senior artists there. Casals, Mr. Serkin, three members of the Budapest Quartet, Madeline Foley, Felix Gallimere, people like that, or Marcel Maurice, people with tremendous experience and artistry that we all played with. This is the second thing that's unique, is that the young artists are very, very high quality. We could make two very fine festivals from the people we reject at any audition period, so that the best of the youngsters come to us and want to be involved in chamber music. And when they are involved, there's always a senior member with them. And now, of course, all the senior members are a different generation. And I, myself, nurtured by all those great artists from before, I'm there now as a senior artist with that mantle on my shoulders and trying to fulfill that function in my own way with the young artists. And that's a tremendous challenge. And when we put together a program for touring, we try to show the best of what that is to all the people in a much wider area of the United States, of Canada. There are even some tours that have gone to Europe. That's the point, to show those the quality of Marlboro music making in the way that we do it, with the senior artists playing and not just sitting outside the group and coaching. And young artists of tremendously high quality.